So here we are now in the north, the sovereign quarter. Sovereign is our gender neutral term for king and queen. The sovereign is the visionary, is the one with the self-esteem, with the dream to follow for the kingdom. The sovereign sets the law of the land, is concerned about morality and right and wrong, whereas the magician was not particularly concerned with right and wrong. The magician wants to see all perspectives. The sovereign is very much concerned with this is what is within the boundary of my realm, and that is without, is not inside the boundary of my realm.
So today you see this in leaders of all kinds, right, in society, of course. Parents have a lot of sovereign energy because they're the leaders of their families. Or politicians, of course, or judges, or anyone who's in this position of determining what's right and wrong in that realm or kingdom. The purpose of sovereign energy, why would I want to bring sovereign energy to me? The purpose we see in that is motivation through acceptance. Mm-hmm. That means that if I accept myself or someone else accepts me, that's usually what motivates me to do something, to try and create something new, to carry out a mission or a vision like that.
Right. Sovereign energy is very much about self-esteem. Mm-hmm.
The masculine side of sovereign energy we see as having to do with the putting out of the vision. Sort of, it's the speaking side, whereas the feminine side is more like the hearing side. It's the flame. Often leaders are said to be the keepers of the flame in a kingdom. And the feminine side is more the listening or the surrounding or the supporting of that flame.
Yeah, I believe in our culture we have tended men and women who in sovereign roles in our culture, or even most of us as individuals, when we are accessing our sovereign energy, we tend to really focus on the masculine energy side of our sovereign, the king energy, the direction, the I'm going to go out and achieve something, and I have a dream that I'm going to follow. And we tend to leave out the queen side, the feminine energy side, the surround, I think of it as a womb that surrounds the vision or the dream and helps to protect it and nurture it so that it can come into its full life, so that it can come to fruition.
The day comes in the term of any leader where that leader is only as good as his or her court around the surround that they have. And that's what we mean by the feminine sovereign energy.
Right. The element.
The element.
Cliff's already been talking about it. The element that we think is connected with sovereign energy. If the magician is air, we put fire energy over here in the north with sovereign. And Cliff's already been talking about some of the things in our language that we talk about. Who are the keepers of the flame? They are the people who play the sovereign role. When someone's really connecting with their sovereign energy and really on a sovereign path, we say they're on fire, or they have a fire in their breast. They're really going after their dream.
Yep. And when they've gone too far, we say they're burnt out.
Right.
Which is, again, referring to the same kind of energy, the sovereign energy.
Right. Well, and I think that's an expression where we acknowledge someone who's going after their dream in the masculine, in the king way, without having the queen surround, without having the support and the blessing that they need in order to really carry that dream out.
Right, that's somebody who's doing a Lone Ranger trip,
right,
all by themselves.
Right.
Okay. Another layer of the pyramid here, we've talked, so we have sovereign or king and queen energy here, we have fire. Another one in terms of the family role,
right,
is the hero, what's called the hero role by Sharon Wegscheider, which means sort of the little parent in the family. Oftentimes the oldest child, the firstborn child.
Well, and not always, but often.
Right, and this is kind of the achiever kid, the one who's getting the good grades in school and taking care of everybody else.
In families where there is a lot of dysfunctional interactions, maybe mom or dad is an alcoholic or something, this is the kid who gets the other kids up, gets them ready for school, feeds them, gets them out the door, has a part-time job, cleans the house, this kid does everything.
And it's a good way to nurture sovereign energy in the future. Bill Clinton was a perfect example of that, being a great little hero in his family and got to be the President of the United States. So that's a sovereign story if ever there was one.
Right, as we said before, it's not... being a hero as a child really is only a problem if you get stuck in that role as an adult, so that all you can do is take care of other people, can't ever take care of yourself. It's a wonderful skill to have if you want to be in any kind of leadership role in your life.
Yeah. The gateway into sovereign energy is the emotion of joy as we see it. So that if fear is the gateway that opens your magician, then joy is the gateway for opening my sovereign.
Now remember, this doesn't mean that the sovereign is always joyful. Rather that if I can be in my joy, which for me is connected to esteem, self-esteem, and self-acceptance, then the gateway will open up and I can access my sovereign power.
Yep, it's when I'm feeling good about myself, when I'm my acceptance and joy of myself, that I will dream up a big vision and set out to conquer it.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly from the gateway, being the leader, being the parent often looks like it's going to be joyful. It isn't always joyful when you get there.
Right.
Okay. So that's sort of the idea of what we see as the mature sovereign energy. We want to talk about what that looks like when it's in shadow, when we've been wounded in such a way that we've thrown sovereign energy in the bag. What does it get to looking like then? And like magician energy, it comes out in a kind of looking like too much or too much for the mix, or too little for the mix energy.
Right.
On the too little side, we call that shadow shy. And that's just someone whose fire's kind of going out. And you tend to hear them say, "I can't," a lot.
It's too hard, I'm tired, you can just see them sort of deflate, and their self-esteem is low. Oh, I could never do that, it's too hard, I just can't.
Yeah, and you'll notice this is a particular sovereign shadow, because this person will have trouble with other people who are being leaders.
Hmm.
They'll tend to do what we call a little kill the king, well, I just can't do it, and neither can you. So they'll tend to trip up people who are in leadership.
It's a way that we project this shadow onto other people. If I can't be that way, then neither can you.
Right. Now you see that even more in the other side of this shadow, mm-hmm. and that's what we call shining. Okay, the shining person, that's the person who's saying, not only can I do this, but I can ace this.
Right.
I can do this perfectly. I'm going to do it in such an ideal way that it's going to shine, it's going to glow.
Mm-hmm. And really, this person is shining for approval. This is a person who often grew up as a hero in their family and have a deep internal belief that they need to perform in order to be loved, that they need to perform perfectly in order to love themselves or to receive love from anyone else. It's a person who almost never performs well enough in their own judgment for them to love themselves. They need to keep trying to outdo themselves, do better and better and better, and have everyone notice them so that they can get love and approval.
Yep. This is often the kind of person we'll call a flaming idiot or something like that.
Right.
Okay. So we also have a tool in this quarter. In the north, there's this tool which will help bring up sovereign energy if there isn't enough, or balance it out if there's too much. And the tool in the sovereign quarter is a form of support, or what we term on the map an ideal figure.
Right.
Which means that if I can get my acceptance or get blessing from some ideal figure, something or someone I really look up to, that will bring up my sovereign energy if I don't have
it. Someone who I perceive as bigger than me in some way. If I was a child, it might be a parent or someone like that. But
coach.
A coach, some kind of mentor figure. Someone who whose judgment I trust and can sort of look down on me and see me, choose to see me as worthwhile, as lovable, as good enough.
Right. So when we're working on the carpet with someone, let's say someone's come out and they're doing a shadow work process, and we have some splits. We have different people playing different parts of their dilemma there. Mm-hmm. The next thing we'll usually do is look around to see how the sovereign energy is there in that process. We'll look and see if any of the parts need support or blessing, and if they do, we'll often have the person who's doing the shadow work pick different people to play supportive energies or supportive characters to come in and just give backup and coaching and help to whatever parts are trying to do anything or say anything in the process. And I think one of the secrets of making shadow work easy for people to do, that we're able to use a tool when someone feels like they can't or it's too hard to do this sort of thing, we can bring in some sovereign support and make it easier for them, give them some motivation
through
acceptance.
Our culture very much denigrates that. Most of us are used to busting through. When we hit something hard, we just have to bust through it. And we found this tool most powerful in shadow work. How many of us ever get a chance to just lie back and have someone love us when we're tired or it's too hard? And we found time and again, if someone just loves me and accepts me, my fire just, it comes back up and I'm ready to go on and do the next piece.
So often the next thing we'll do in a process then is once the person has their fire up, we'll have them really get into the feelings
right.
that they have about that issue, because that's usually where the real nuclear energy is to change a pattern.
So that takes us around the corner to the next part.
Right, into the east.